Since the beginning of his papacy, Pope Francis has spoken of the importance of protecting creation. At his installation mass on Tuesday, the Holy Father said, "Let us be protectors of creation, protectors of God's plan inscribed in nature, protectors of one another and of the environment." FAO Assistant Director of Forests Eduardo Rojas Briales spoke to Lydia O'Kane about Pope Francis's message.
We have a new Pope, Pope Francis, a name associated with peace, a name associated with the environment. And he also spoke the other day about the environment and having people be protectors of creation, protectors of the environment. How important is a message like that?
It's very important. I mean, also his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, had already started a very important environmental discourse. And Pope Francis, in the first days, has strengthened this linkage between the religious message, but as well the need to keep creation and to keep nature in a good shape in order to think about from a long-lasting perspective. This is exactly what I commented before, the need that despite immediate urgencies like now financial crisis or other human needs that are still legitimate, cannot distract from long-term perspective. And that's for sure. There is a kind of alienation of our religious perspective, and in fact the cultural and religious values of forests is a rising issue, with the need to keep this long-term perspective, this intergenerational perspective, because otherwise the need to preserve climate change, forests, and nature at all has little sense if we keep just thinking about the term of speculation on the stock markets or whatever very short-term view that unfortunately modern humanity has moved forward, without keeping that really the important things are not the waves in the sea, but the sea level. So we need to keep really this long-term perspective, irregardless that we might not be affected in our own generation. And I think that message of the Pope goes exactly in that sense, and we are very grateful that it comes, and very especially with also a human perspective, because sometimes the environmental perspective comes with a kind of contradiction with humans. And this is not a solution. We need to assure that the 7 billion people, most likely 9 billion people by 2050, have also reasonable conditions for their livelihoods. We need to cope with this short-term legitimate demand, but while framing them in a long-term perspective.